The ancient world was a world riddled by fear, but also a world of wonder. Greeks and Romans were constantly wondering why things happened the way they did. Far back in the mists of time, early man invented myths and gods as an effort to explain what went on around them. By understanding that there were gods that ruled the world, early men were comforted. But dealing with gods is a dangerous business. So it may come as no surprise to you to find that in their wisdom, ancient men decided to give some of the activity of dealing with gods to women, with some exceptions. Women's role in religion in the ancient Greek and Roman world is a very interesting and powerful one. It's a very unusual area of influence. The influence that they had affected religious practice both in their own private homes and also publicly out in the city or the countryside. And women's religious role is a very, very rare example of women in ancient Greece and Rome leading men. What problems do we encounter when we tackle the issue of women and religion in the ancient world? Well, the first thing we need to understand is that there was a very fine line between religion and magic. They overlap, and in some ways they are completely the same to some writers on the subject in the past. Women had a great variety of religious participatory roles. Even within one city, a woman might have lots of different things that she would perform at lots of different times of the year in the many festivals in which they were involved. So these problems are something that we have to deal with. But there's also some benefits in the field of religion. Religion is slow to change, and this is a deliberate thing, because there is great comfort in saying and doing the same thing, what we would call a ritual, over and over again for centuries. If you think about it, many religious officers wear the same clothes century after century, and those clothes are reassuring, unchanging, almost like a uniform that those religious officials might use. Ancient Greece was made up of lots of individual city-states, but the Greeks thought that they shared two things. Firstly, their language. Although they spoke different dialects, they understood basically what other Greeks were saying. The second thing is their religion. They all believed in the same group of gods that we sometimes call a pantheon. Now, the emphasis in their religious activity may vary from place to place. So, for example, Athena was very important in Athens, or Artemis very important in Sparta. But all the Greeks recognised one another's gods. Along with this, one of the standard continuities that we find between Greek and Roman culture and across different Greek city-states is the focus on women's role in religion.